USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump now calling a Washington Post story about a whistleblower complaint involving him fake news. The newspaper reporting a complaint was filed after Mr. Trump made a promise to a foreign leader in a phone call, something that disturbed an intelligence officer. The newspaper said the House Intelligence Committee is now investigating. Trump tweeting this morning that he knows any time he speaks to a foreign leader, there may be many people listening. He wrote, "Knowing that, is anyone dumb enough to believe he would say something inappropriate on such a heavily populated call?" Tropical Depression Imelda continues to pour rain on southeast Texas, over 8 inches of it falling so far in the Houston area. Some areas could get as much as 10 inches today alone. Interstate 10 has been closed for flooding. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. It's time to get in on the 21st century gold rush. I've been a buyer and collector of gold and precious metals for over 20 years, and the reasons to own it are stronger now than ever before in history. The central banks of the world are on a record buying spree. Shouldn't you be too? Do you think maybe they know something you don't? Prices are up $200 per ounce in just the last 60 days. In the last gold bull market, it took 4 years for gold prices to rise $200 per ounce. This is the beginning of an explosive new 21st century gold rush. Analysts see gold prices rising to between $2,000 and $10,000 per ounce. But who you buy it from may be even more important. Swiss America has been America's most trusted name in gold and silver for over 35 years. Swiss America has bought and sold billions of dollars of precious metals for tens of thousands of clients. You need to know how to capitalize and profit on this next big move. Call Swiss America today and receive a free special report just for my listeners. Call 800-BUY-COIN. That's 800-BUY-COIN. Or 800-289-2646. Or visit online at SwissAmerica.com.
Federal Reserve policymakers cutting a key interest rate by a quarter of 1%. President Trump still not pleased. He says the cut was not big enough, and he's unhappy that it was not a unanimous vote to make it.
So I'm not thrilled with the Fed, but despite that, we have an incredible economy, and we don't have inflation.
Chairman Powell's job is safe.
It's safe, yeah, it's safe.
The president speaking there to Ed Henry of Fox News. He spoke after he took a look at the wall on the southern border near San Diego yesterday, touting the strength of the steel post barrier. Gospel and country singer Josh Turner in mourning today after a tour bus that had members of his crew aboard crashed in California, killing one and injuring seven others. It happened in Shandon, California, after a Turner concert last night. Turner was not on that bus, which was traveling through a rural community when it crashed a little before midnight. The CHP is investigating. And this is USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com.
A bill aimed at lowering prescription drug prices being introduced today by House Democrats. Meanwhile, Democratic presidential hopeful Pete Buttigieg is detailing his plan for health care, saying he plans to reform the system by offering everyone coverage under the federal Medicare program, but not forcing people to give up their private health insurance plans. The next town hall event for the Democrats seeking the White House is set for October 10th in Los Angeles. 9 Democratic presidential candidates are scheduled to take part in the CNN-sponsored town hall event that will focus on lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender issues. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders and entrepreneur Andrew Yang declining the invitation to the town hall, citing scheduling conflicts, according to CNN. The participating candidates will each give a 30-minute interview to one of the various CNN anchors. The Human Rights Campaign Foundation is billing it the Power of Our Pride. It coincides with the 31st anniversary of National Coming Out Day on October 11th. It will air live on CNN from 7 p.m. Eastern to 11:30 p.m. Eastern on the 10th of October. And the NBA is requiring teams to hire full-time mental health staffers for the upcoming season, adopting new rules at a team owners' meeting last week. It means teams will also be required to retain a licensed psychiatrist to assist when needed. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.